Welcome to Living with Moxie, where Shefali Burns and Donna Martouche, authors, entrepreneurs, and leaders in the world of business, education, and coaching, share ideas, resources, and strategies from the hosts and their guests to provide you with the leverage you require to meet and exceed your business and personal goals. Join us for unique insights from outstanding achievers in business, relationships, health, finances, and living as they share strategies, wisdom, and lessons learned on the path to extraordinary living. Are you ready to live with Moxie?
All right, so I guess I am online. We are here, or I am here. We will try and figure out what is going on. But in the meantime, this is Shefali Burns, one of the hosts of Living with Moxie. And we will try and see what we can do to get Donna added to the call, even though for some reason I can't seem to add her today. It's, you know, there's some technical difficulties happening on somebody's end, maybe mine, maybe something else. But, you know, that happens, right? And so what do you do when that happens, right? If you're somebody who lives with Moxie, you go with the flow. You just do what needs to be done. And so today we're going to just do what needs to be done. kind of scary, right? But, you know, because you just have to wing it, right? So we are going to wing it today. We're talking about, three keys to success or three keys to business. But you know what I'm going to talk about today is about what do you do when things are not working the way they should, right? What do you do when you have technical difficulties, or what do you do when there's a communication, miscommunication happening, right? What do you do then? Well, what you do is you just keep going. You do the best you can. And then afterwards, you do other stuff. You fix it. You move on. You see what didn't work, and you correct it for next time, right? And so today, I don't know why the technical stuff is happening, but I'm just going to wing it anyway. So living with Moxie for me really is about being present, being sure of yourself, being confident, and doing stuff anyways, even when you're feeling uncomfortable, even when you're feeling a little bit insecure, when you're feeling hesitant, right? When you're feeling like, uh-oh, something's wrong, you still do it. And you hope for the best, right? But sometimes it's not even just about hoping for the best. You just do what you would normally do. So, you know, when we talk about strategies, when we talk about tools, when we talk about resources and plans, you know, the number one thing is to have a vision. Like, what is your vision, right? So today, the vision for the call. What is the vision for the call, right? And so I had a vision for the call of, you know, how do you execute your goals, right? How do you plan your goals? And when I say goals, I'm talking about, you know, goals for life, right? So this could be business, this could be goals if you're like planning a vacation, this could be goals for like, what is your, you know, what are your goals for the next 5 years, right? We all need to have some sort of a plan, because otherwise it's really, really difficult to move forward, right? And also because if you don't have some sort of plan, some sort of vision for your life, it's really, you don't know if you're going anywhere, right? You're just kind of stuck. You're kind of just going with the wind, right? Wherever the wind blows you, that's where you're going. So it's so important to have a plan, have a vision for what you want, and keep moving, right? It's always about moving, constant movement. You know, there are moments when, you know, you're totally present, enjoying it, you know, which is, you have to, you know, like if you don't enjoy what you're doing, if you don't enjoy your life, it's impossible to move forward from there. So there are moments of being totally present, totally being in the moment, totally being in the flow and having a wonderful, wonderful time. And then there's also moments where you're planning for your future. Yeah, right? When you're planning for what your next step is. And so that's what part of it has to do with that is the flow and the present, right? Moving forward, thinking about the future, but also being present and enjoying what you're doing and where you're going. So today, you know, let's talk a little bit about what are your plans for the next month, the next 6 months, the next year? Because right now, you know, this is now the beginning of July. And this is a wonderful time to look at the goals that you made in January and see how you're doing. And if you didn't make any goals, write down any goals in January, you know what? It's never too late. You can start now. And the energy of the planet right now is such, the energies of the, you know, I think we just had a new moon yesterday. The energies are such that whatever you want to create now, you will be able to move forward, right? You know, the energy is going to propel you to move forward even faster. So we will, you know, we're going to focus on that today. And, oh, I think we're going to break. So we will be right back in just a minute, and hopefully we'll be on target then. So join us again in just about 2 minutes, and we'll be back.
This is OTRFM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
Every Tuesday on Living with Moxie, join Shefali Burns and Donna Martouge in conversations designed to take you to the next level, where we highlight ideas, resources, and strategies that provide you with the leverage you require to meet and exceed your business and personal goals. Each week on Living with Moxie, we will lead conversations related to success, achievement, fulfillment, and extraordinary, vibrant living. Are you ready to live with Moxie? Join us.
Host your show on iOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on iOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com. And change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
You're listening to OTRFM. Part of the iOM Radio Network.
Hello, everyone. We are back on OM Times Radio. This is Living with Moxie. And today we're talking about goals. We're also talking about what to do when technical stuff happens, what to do when you don't know what to do, when your plan kind of goes out the window, right? You just do what you got to do. So we were just talking quickly about, you know, the new moon yesterday, right? We were talking about the new moon. We were talking about how the energies of right now are so important that they're going to propel you forward. We were talking quickly about, you know, if you made plans in January, you know, you can see what you're doing, how you're doing with them. And if you didn't, you can start now. So what would you like to create in the next month, 3 months, 6 months from now, right? Start to visualize that. Start to imagine that. Start to dream about that. And then actually write it down, you know, write down those goals, write down those plans, those visions, those dreams. And then ask yourself, you know, what would it take for me to move forward on this? What would it take for me to execute this, you know? And number one, do I really want this, right? So that's the number one thing. Do I really want this? Just because, you know, I've said it came into my thoughts, it came to my, you know, but do you really truly want this? And ask yourself that from your heart space. That's what I always say, you know, get out of your head and get back into your heart. And then, you know, once you've said, yes, I really want this, it feels really good. It feels really expansive. It feels really light. So, you know, it's about looking at that and then asking the universe and asking yourself, okay, what's the next step? How do I get this? How do I achieve this? How do I bring this to fruition? And then, you know, and you know what I say. So if there were no obstacles, if there was no restrictions of any sort, what would I do? How would I feel? What, you know, what would it feel like? What would the energy feel like if I was actually doing this, achieving this, creating this, right? And tap into that energy, follow that energy. You know, for me, it's always about following that energy, seeing where it goes. And and then as long as it feels good, as long as you haven't wavered, as long as you haven't changed your mind and you keep taking consistent effort, you know, it'll happen. And that's the thing that sometimes we, me included, kind of falter on. Sometimes I've changed my mind. And then once you do that, once you've changed, you know, once you've changed your mind for whatever reason, then the energy from that is gone, right? Then it's like you have to recreate that energy. So it's always a process of asking yourself on a regular basis, do I still want this, you know? And how does this make me feel, right? And so, you know, sometimes we have these wonderful ideas of, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, because it, you know, sounds good in my head, right? Or somebody has said to me, oh, you know, maybe you should do this. But how does it feel in your body, right? How does it feel in your gut, you know? So it's about really looking into that, tapping into that, and seeing if it's really right for you. Because honestly, just because somebody else is doing something does not mean it's the right thing for you, right? It may be the right thing for them, but it may not be the right thing for you. And that's really, really important to get clear on, is that, is this right for me? And, you know, when I said ask your body, because your body is also included in this whole process as well. And so sometimes we do things because we think about it and think this is a good idea and we figure it all out. But I think the real key to success here is not about the figuring out, but how it feels in your body, how it feels in your energy field, how it feels in your heart space. You know, does it really excite you, you know? And the excitement is it your excitement or is that somebody else's excitement that you're feeling? Right? And so, but sometimes we can get carried away by someone else's excitement. So it's always so important to tap into us, to who we really are and what we really want. So that'll be really, really important to, you know, write down all those things. And, you know, I think this is something that I've done in the past where I've done a brainstorming session with somebody and we write down like in 5 minutes, I guess, is the best, is to just write down all the things that you want to do, everything, just jot notes, right? Not a whole big essay, but just jot notes of what you'd really like to do, create, achieve, experience, right? And write it all down. And so you should have, you know, after 5 minutes, really, you should have a full page. And then what you do is you go back and you look at the list and, you know, a few of them will pop out at you, right? It'd be really exciting. So take a look at those and then put those on your list of, okay, this is really what I want to do. But ask yourself, is this something I want to do now or is this something for later, you know, like next year or 2 years from now, right? So it's about asking, do I want to do this now? And how does it make me feel? And then the feeling that I'm talking about, when I say, how does it make me feel? It's about the quality, right? So if I said I wanted to climb Kilimanjaro, okay, that's quite an achievement, number one, but that's quite an experience. But why do I want to do that, right? What is it going to give me? Is it going to give me like a sense of accomplishment, a sense of I can do anything, being unbeatable, invincible, all those things, right? But why? Why is that important? Right. So, you know how all these coaches, they all talk about you need to have your big why. Well, it really is true. You know, why do you want to do something? Because honestly, in those days, in those moments when you just want to give up, you know, for whatever reason, because sometimes technology doesn't work or people are not there that are supposed to be there or contracts fall through or something. Right. Then that big why is going to carry you to the next level, right? Or carry you over that threshold, or carry you, you know, over this obstacle, right, that you have. So it becomes like a bridge to get you past the hurdle, so to speak. And so the big why is really important. So why do I want to climb Kilimanjaro, right? Why is that important? You know, a lot of people do it after they have been diagnosed with a disease and recovered, right? So they want to prove to themselves and to the universe that, hey, I've still got it. I'm still strong. I can do it. You know, I'm not weak, you know, all those things, right? So, you know, for a lot of us, it's about proving to ourselves that we are invincible, proving to ourselves that we have the strength, the stamina, the power, the willpower, all of that to do whatever it is that we want to do. And whatever the reason is, it's fine, right? But it's just, you have to know what that is. You know, get to the core root issue of what that is. So I know for myself, I'll be honest, a lot of the things that I did in the past, I think they were based on trying to prove to my family that I can do it, you know, that I was capable of doing things. And, you know, that's changed a bit now, but at the beginning, that's what it was. I wanted to prove to them that I can do it. And now it's about, I don't know what it is, but I have to go deeper and look at that. But that was okay. That's what got me motivated. That's what got me moving, right, to do whatever it is that I wanted to do. Because they didn't think I had it in me, you know, to do certain things, you know, or that was my perception anyways, right? Whether they thought that or not, I don't think anybody ever said that, but that was my perception. So our whole reality, our whole world is based on our perceptions. So what perceptions are you carrying around, right? What perceptions do you have of your world, of your business, of your relationship, of the life that you're creating? It's all based on your perceptions. And that's an interesting concept. Nobody, well, some people talk about that, but not a lot of people. But it really is. I always say, I remember I did a video a few years ago, and it was called Welcome to My World, right? So each of us has our own unique world. So in my world, this happens, and this happens, and this happens. In your world, something else happens. So it's about looking at that lens, that perception lens, and really understanding what motivates you and what is not motivating, what is stopping you, right? All of those things are really important to look at. So it's a lot of reflection, inner reflection and awareness. It's not just doing something by rote, you know. So this is about consciously creating your life, consciously creating your business, consciously creating your relationships. Everything we are consciously creating. So, or we're creating with every thought, with every feeling, with every emotion, and with every action. So I'd rather do it more consciously than I did maybe 20 years ago, right? So that's why my life in the past 5, 6, 7 years has shifted and changed dramatically, because I was consciously choosing. I was consciously making choices. I was consciously creating my reality. And that was because, number one, I was aware of what was happening, right? And I was doing the inner work, right? A lot of the inner work, the reflection of what do I really want? And so for me, you know, living with Moxie means looking at yourself, looking at your world, looking at the universe, and choosing, you know, what it is that you want, deciding that I want this and I'm going to have this no matter what, or I will do whatever it takes to have this, right, to create this, and then not giving up. There are many days, I'm telling you, that we just want to give up, right? But that's when that why, that greater why, that big why is so important. So what is your big why? What is your big why for anything that you do in life? You know, whether it's your relationship, whether it's your business, whether it's raising your family, you know, what is your big why? So that's really something important that we all need to look at from time to time, especially when we are crafting our goals, right? So I'm going to invite you to look at that, you know, look at your big why, and then look at how your life is now and what you would rather have, right? So, you know, we tolerate so much in our lives, believe it or not. Are you willing to tolerate still? Are you willing to settle still, right? Or are you willing to challenge the status quo and really choose something for yourself, right? And then that challenge becomes, being authentic, doing what's right for you, and being in integrity with your heart, with your soul, with your calling for why you're here. And that's always a fun topic. And, we could talk about that for hours and hours and hours. And maybe we might talk about that in a few minutes. But I know we're going to go to break in just a minute, and I will try to get Donna on the line. So we'll see what happens when we come back from break. So for now, see you on the other side.
You're listening to OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Join me, Maggie Chula, on Mondays at noon Eastern for Mastermind with Maggie. Let's work together in a mastermind. We can resolve life's problems and create goals for the future. Build action steps empowering you to create your life in partnership with your divine source of light. Your soul. Manifesting your goals can be simple and easy, so come with your problems and leave with a plan. The Akashic Master Teachers and I are waiting to help you.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Holly Burns and Donna Martouche is here too. Welcome, Donna.
Thank you. That was, oh my goodness, that was so interesting. But for all of you who can energetically help me just clap for Shefali, because I had all of the information and the outlines and the notes and we couldn't even connect just now. And what a great job you did. I was listening while I was trying to get on. It was wonderful. And the good news is I don't think that those types of technical difficulties will be happening again. So I'm very excited. You did a great job. Thanks, Shefali. Glad to be here, everybody.
Yay. I'm so glad you're here too. Because like I said, I was winging it, right? But that's what you do when you are living with Moxie. Sometimes you wing it, stuff happens and you keep moving, right?
Yeah. So let me talk about that just a little bit for a minute. One of the things that sort of happens is as we're creating, we each come up with so many ideas, and sometimes as we go, we trust each other to just lead each other through the way. So as you guys know, when it comes to certain things, you've done that probably with people who you work really well with. And today, sort of when we were talking about the idea of keys for business, it came up with, first of all, we really want to make sure we're giving you all really great information related to creating a business, but also what has come up, which I talked about or we talked about last week, was a lot of people come to us after they've been to other places and they say, you know, I took this class and I thought I was going to get this information and I thought that I would learn this, and they didn't feel like they had the information they needed to build a business or to actually start a business. They felt more like wanting to be an entrepreneur versus being an entrepreneur. And it led me to do a tremendous amount of what I make fun of myself for all the time. I do a tremendous amount of reading. And when I was reading, I found out that 90% of businesses fail after 10 years. Many people have to close those businesses down. And that doesn't even mean that during those 10 years they were successful. But even more scary for me is the idea of in 5 years, 80% of businesses that start actually close down. And truthfully, after the first year of business, 50% of people who start their business end up dropping out year one because they've decided that they either don't have the information, they don't know what to do, or maybe even feel as though they failed. And we said, well, what information is people actually, what do they require in order to not do that? And the funniest thing that came out of all of that research was literally the idea that many people have these really great ideas and they believe that they need information. Knowledge is power. We've heard that our whole entire lives. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. But I can tell you that if you take a business class from one of the top leaders in the world, they're going to tell you execution and action trumps knowledge every day of the week, mm-hmm. because knowledge is potential power. If you have it and you don't do anything with it, you've actually got nothing, right?
Absolutely.
So it was with that idea and that information that I said, oh my goodness, we really need to start from the beginning. Like, we can go out and recommend 50 million books on that are, and many of them are phenomenal books that have great tools and information related to building a business, to structuring a business, to where you get started and how you get started. And if you're like me, you can get lost in some of them and think that you have to become an expert in marketing and an expert in knowing how to make something versus hiring someone to make your idea actually come to fruition or something along those lines, instead of actually ever executing the idea, putting up a sign, saying that you're in business, going out, taking hands and calling yourself a business owner of whatever business it is. Does that make any sense?
Absolutely. And you know what, Donna, one of the phrases that I like so much, I don't know where it came from, but it's the phrase is imperfect action trumps no action every time. So even if you start doing something and you don't know what you're doing, just start, you know, you'll figure it out as you go. You will, you know, work out the kinks as you go, but waiting, reading until you get all the information, that's never going to happen. Because there's, you know, there's always something else that we need to know. So that's like a delaying tactic, right? So stalling, which is stalling, you know? So imperfect action trumps no action every time. So yes. I just jump in and go, you know?
Yeah. Well, the truth of the matter is, even in building Moxie Media House or anything that you and I have done or we've done separately, but anything that we may have even done together, the truth of the matter is sometimes we don't even know what questions we have until we've even started to take action, right? Because then you take an action and then you go, oh, wait a minute, I got this far, but I realize now I have another question.
Yes, absolutely. Right? And that's the thing too, asking the questions, but you won't know what the questions are until you take a step. So it's always about take one step at a time, right? Take that first step and then see where you're at. Look at the environment. Look at what you're facing and ask questions then. And then you take another step, ask some more questions, and then another step. You're not going to go from A to Z all in one shot. And yeah. I think a lot of people, that's what they're expecting. They're expecting to go from A to Z in one shot. And yeah, I'm Canadian. I say Z.
I like it. It's all right.
Yeah.
No, you know what? You're not. And I mean, I guess you always have those people that seem like, because you hear about these overnight successes. And if you then... those might be the books that you want to go out and read, because what you'll find out is those were not overnight successes. I mean, people look at J.K. Rowling and they see how she did with Harry Potter, and some people viewed that as, oh my God, she became a millionaire overnight. No, she really went through a tremendous time of struggle. Even if you look at Anthony Robbins or any business person that you look at, often it's great to read their biographies if you can see them as a model for something that you'd like to do, because you visualize them just having it easy, and you'll find that they've went through patches and periods of time where there was struggle, where they might have even thought that they had to give up, or through experiences that you couldn't have imagined that could have driven them even farther into their success when they could have chosen to use it to actually give up. But just about every single person I've ever read about has one, two, or three of those types of stories that then could even inspire you to go, oh my God, I can absolutely do this, because he's not different than me. She's not different than me. So it's in that aspect, it could be helpful. But it's not because you're waiting to know more to do it. That is not the reason why you should hold back, because like Shefali said, and that's, you know, execution, action trumps knowledge every day of the week. So that's number one. So when you're starting, when you've decided that you're going to go into business, the first thing you have to do is start. I send emails out to my clients daily and say, send me a list of the actions you took in alignment with your goals today.
Mm-hmm. And how many people responded back, right?
People generally who choose to work with me because they're investing a lot into doing it, I would say about 98% of them respond back. And some of them will respond back a little bit late. However, usually they generally all respond back. But it's to give them that reminder of, guys, every day, what actions are you taking in alignment with your goals? And I'm telling you right now, the first thing they do day one is write down those goals, because 1%, 3% of the people who have the most money in the whole entire world have their goals written down, people. I mean, that makes one of the biggest difference, because once you write it down and you use it in your brain, that way you start to actually get, visualize, imagine the actions you take to get there. You write it down and you read it every day. You write it down and you read it every day. Every day you look at those actions and read it to yourself, so you remember what you're working towards. So that's really step one, right?
Yeah, writing down your goals is step one. And I would have to add a half a step in there. You know, it's like, write down those goals, look at them every day. And then if you need to tweak it in a day or two or in a week, you can go ahead and tweak it. And I think that's where some people struggle with writing down goals, is that they think that, okay, once I write this down, that's it. I can never change it again. It's like, no, you can keep changing. You can keep tweaking and changing whatever is in alignment with you, right? Whatever it is that you are desiring for your life and business.
Or the information that you're getting back is actually showing you that you have to shift. And the businesses that truly do wind up doing successful more than 10 years at a time are those that are innovative and get that they're actually going to have to be fluid and change. So when you look at something like Apple, that's a company that has to change every 6 months, literally, just to keep up with the demand mm-hmm. of how quickly technology changes. I mean, depending on the business that you're in. If you look at Nike's changed tremendously, and they make sneakers. How could they be different than other sneakers? They've developed communities of people who run, who are athletes, who want to join and meet and connect, and took it up a notch as far as, you know, they're saying, and everyone knows it, right? Just do it. So they've found other ways to stretch out further so that they can continue to grow. It's incredible what they do. So execution trumps knowledge. Great to have knowledge. Execution trumps knowledge. That was really number one. And I'm going to jump into number two, because we're going to get cut short and we're going to want to get to three keys. But number two is the idea of emotional mastery. And what does emotion have to do with business? I'm going to tell you right now. You know, it's the first step that keeps you going. When you do something enough with enough emotion and repetition, you'll actually keep it going, and you'll remember it, and you will never forget it. And the best example of that is when you look at something like when Kennedy was shot, or when you look at 9/11. Everyone in the country, in this particular country, but possibly around the world, can tell you where they were when that incident occurred at that time of day. But if you ask somebody where they were on December 15th, they're not really going to remember. Why? Because one has intense emotion around it and the other one doesn't. So you want to connect what it is that you're doing with your business to something that means something to you. And that's what Shefali was saying before with the why. People say the why is important. The why is important because the why is the emotional drive that keeps you connected to achieving your goals all the way through. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It has to be a strong emotion too. It can't just be a lackluster emotion. It has to be something really strong and powerful. Yeah. Because, you know, when you have those days when you just want to throw the computer out the window, when you just want to call it quits, you're going to need that emotion to get you going even further than where you are before. And sometimes when we want to give up, oh my goodness, that's when the real magic starts to happen, you know, so that emotion and that why is so key.
Absolutely. I know we're going to be going to break soon, so I just want to just talk about that a little bit more. You know, the emotions are also connected to you making sure that you mentally link consequences between following through on taking the action and not following through, so that you really know, if I do this, I'm going to create this change in the world. I'm going to raise this much money to support feeding homeless children. I'm going to, you know, be able to be a contribution in this way to the world. I'm going to help people who want to own businesses be more successful first time out the gate. Whatever that is, it's, you know, you link a consequence to the follow through and to not following through. So there's emotion either way you go that will more likely push you towards going than not going, right?
Absolutely. I love that. Yeah, going as opposed to not going.
Right.
And, you know, on that note, we are going to go on a break in just a moment, and then we will be back here on Living with Moxie here on Om Times Radio with Shefali and Donna. We'll be back in about 30 seconds or so-ish.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Matt Connerton here. Join Jen Coffey and I twice a week for Matt Connerton Unleashed, a political talk show that's a little different than what you're used to. No liberal or conservative agenda here, just an honest dialogue about truth and how things really work in the world of politics. Matt Connerton Unleashed, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment, a philanthropic organization. Their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
You're listening to OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Hello, everyone. We are back on Living with Moxie here on OM Times Radio with your hosts, Shefali Burns and Donna Martouge. And now we are talking about the third key, I think it is, Donna, right?
Yep, we're up to the third key. We could always talk a little bit more about the emotional one because we kind of rushed through it to catch up. But let's go to the third key and then we could recap after.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Okay, so the third key is physical mastery. And the physical mastery is the idea that now you've done something so much that it's become effortless. So you really want to be able to, what are the things that you need to do if you are going to run a business? Especially nowadays, what very often happens is it's not expensive to start a business, right? You know, you're going to file for your business license. You're going to go through the steps of describing your business, maybe order business cards, depending on what your business is. A lot of people don't even have to do business in a physical site anymore, which has been sort of an interesting way to do business. However, it also requires you to do a lot of training of you. I mean, now you have to learn the idea of the psychology of a business owner. You're still getting up every single day at the time that you would get up as though you were reporting to work to the boss, except you're the boss. So you're going to get up and you're going to go into a space where you're not necessarily comfortable and tempted to turn on the television or do something, but
where you're, you know, sometimes for me, I have a computer and a counter, and I stand when I'm at the computer and I'm doing work, because if I sit, I have a whole different structure. So I stand while I'm doing my calls. I stand while I'm actually writing or typing something. The only time I'm actually typing and sitting is when I'm writing my books. So that's it's a very different energy there, but getting into a routine. So I still get up and do the talking to myself that I do in the morning, which could be affirmations or self-talk, the walking, and I walk with my dogs every single morning, or I walk on my own, and meditation. Those things are just normal routine. I do them every day. It doesn't change because my business functions in my house. Wherever your business is and whatever you've decided to do, it's important that you have a routine and a structure, that your day is including you getting on the phone, responding to people. If you're not in a place where you're meeting people, I think it's important that you have to do that networking, that talking, that describing your business. What do you do? What do you have to offer? It's not about taking the action of what software you have to buy or what books you have to read, or it's about working every day as though you're working and in the routine of working and making this whole entire process part of a natural way of being, so that when you walk out and say, hi, you know, I own a publishing company and this is what we do, it's very natural for you to be able to do something like that. And there's no more stumbling over your words, no more doubt about how your day is going to look tomorrow. It's you're a business person, you're going to work, and here's how it works, and this is what you do. You might have more flexibility, and that's why you chose this. However, action is what's going to get you to your success every single time.
And also, when you have this regular routine, you know, of a business office, if you can, in your home, if you're self-employed and working from home, it's about making this into your own business professionalism, you know, using professionalism instead of like just being a hobby, right? So it's not just like you do the work whenever you find the time or whenever you feel like it. It's about setting that structure, because that structure is the foundation for your business. And I think that's something that's really important for people to understand, is like, just because you're working from home, you're still working. It doesn't mean you can still do the work in front of the TV, or, you know, like, yes, take breaks, because you can't just sit at a computer desk all day long. But be like you would be if you were, you know, you're a CEO basically of your own company. So how would a CEO function, right? How would you do that? Like, would you just slack off all day long and then just do stuff at the last minute? I don't think so. That's not how a successful business runs, right?
Right. And one of the things that I say all of the time, and if you read people like Napoleon Hill, who wrote Think and Grow Rich, or any of those types, or any book from somebody who's very successful and who's just modeled other people's success, they're going to tell you that when you're modeling someone, you want to model their physiology also. So you'll notice that someone who's successful is sitting with their shoulders back, their breathing rate, their tone when they're speaking, the pace at which they speak, the way that they're organizing their tasks. All of that is something that you'll actually want to model and copy. I mean, you'll want to copy in the way in modeling. It's not just, I want to set up a business that looks like that. So you set up what they do or something along those lines so that you can get the same result. You're literally looking at somebody who's, you want to look at every single piece about how they do something. And that includes their routine and their physical mastery of how they do what they do. When they're sitting at their desk, are their shoulders slouched? Are they talking? Is their breath short or deep? I mean, those actual things do make a difference in how you function and how you think and in how you feel, whether you have confidence when you're making your decisions, whether you're thinking scattered or more organized. So there's something to modeling their physiology and their actions throughout the day. And very often you can get that just watching them on interviews. You might even be able to get yourself an internship with somebody, but it's a great thing to see how somebody functions throughout each day, mentally, physically, and emotionally, when they are successful in business.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you're going to be in business, and, you know, I really strongly suggest that if you can. It is just, I don't know, it just gives you so much more flexibility, I find. You know, in my life, I've had more flexibility since I became a business owner than when I was working corporate, right? But it also gives you, you know, there's responsibility that goes along with it, right? So you are responsible for everything. And I know some people don't like the word responsible, but I actually like it. You know, it means that the buck stops with me, right? So if something is not working, it's nobody else's fault. It's like, all right, this is not working. Why is it not working? And looking at every piece of, you know, these three steps, you know, mentally, what am I doing mentally? You know, emotionally, how am I feeling emotionally about my business? And the physical mastery part, am I really doing all of the tasks that are required of me to run a successful business? You know, and, you know, looking at that honestly and objectively, and then tweaking, you know, just saying, okay, I need to fix this. I need to change this. I need to do this differently, and then do it.
And quite honestly, I'm going to say this, and I'm not saying this just because we are both coaches and we work with lots of coaches all around the world. I work with lots of coaches all around the world. So it's not just about, I happen to get the value of having a coach. So if you're an athlete who's striving to go farther in athletics, you get a coach. If you're a gymnast, you get a coach. If you're a teacher and you want to be a phenomenal teacher, you get a coach. So the truth of the matter is, if you're opening a business, I know that very often people feel like they've got to create this and they keep their questions in their mind. But those that are truly going to get way past the 10 years are people who are like, I don't need to reinvent the wheel. I'm going to get a coach to walk me through these steps. And you get a coach who knows how to coach someone in that particular situation, whoever that is. You might want to even Google, you know, an expert, a coach for plastic surgeons who, you know, want to do blah, 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 whatever. It doesn't matter whatever the field is. You can find someone who might be an expert. But the truth of the matter is, use someone's brain who's done this before. Don't waste all of that time trying to figure it all out when all the information already exists for you.
Absolutely. You don't have to reinvent the wheel, right? So, but it's important to be passionate about what it is that you want to do, right? So what is your vision? Create that vision first, you know, and then there's nothing wrong with modeling successful people if that's what you want to do is be successful, right? They know what they're doing. They've done it, right? So why not model their steps instead of recreating everything all over again? And you know, you can adapt, right? You can use some tools and resources from one person and some from another. You know, that is totally cool and that is fine. Do what resonates with you, you know?
Right. Absolutely. So for each person, that's going to be different. And for each type of business, that's going to be different. But the most important thing is get started.
Yes.
And you know, I heard you talking in the beginning when I couldn't get on that, you know, writing down those goals and looking. I would say literally every 3 months, but I look at mine every day because when you look at them daily in the morning, you remember. If you were about to go we get distracted very easily. Something comes in the mail and you go, oh God, I got to do this. And then you forget what was on your list of things that you might've had to do. Start your morning out with that. Go through it. Look at it. See if you need to tweak it. Look at it every 3 months and see how you're doing because you really want data on what you are creating and how far you've gotten and do you need to change it? But be very connected to your outcome and the idea of what it is that is driving you, your why. So if your why is your family, keep the picture of your family right there in front of you. You know, if your why is because you're looking to make a difference and help people be healthier. I met someone whose idea was to build everything they built was connected to bringing healthier food to people at a cost that's very reasonable. And that's kind of to everything that they do. And then they help children in all places all around the world to have access to that food. And they look at, see, you know, how does this have an impact on health over a long period of time? And can we help decrease things like diabetes? That's a mission. Like that's a very passionate target. And, you know, what's your why? You want
exactly
to stay connected to that every day and, you know, and not let yourself get sidetracked, right?
So let's leave the listeners with this tidbit today for what is your why? What is your emotional why? Think about that today and this week. Write it down. Write down your goals as well, right? Brainstorm and see what you come up with. You know, some are going to be weird and different. Some are going to be, you know, conservative. But write them all down. Don't worry about them. Don't judge them. Don't restrict yourself. And then see how they feel. And then, you know, read them every day out loud if you can. It would be great. With passion, you know, with intensity, with emotion. And really feel it. You know, how does it feel to you? How do you resonate with it?
Right. So that would be, that's a good way to get yourself going and get connected to it and let that push you every single day and put it up somewhere where you can see it. That's a great way to do it. So next week, we'll also be talking more on business and business tips and how to be successful. And we have some guests coming on, so stay tuned. We'll be posting that information on Living with Moxie on our Facebook page and also on our Twitter page, which is at Living with Moxie Radio. And that's it. Have a great week, everybody.
Yes, thank you, everyone. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you again next week, same time, same place, with, you know, no technical difficulties. Bye for now.